Welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director, Parochial Vicar of the Catholic Community. It is the second Sunday of Advent. The readings are from Cycle A.
The fear of the Lord. Isaiah speaks of it. Matthew speaks of it. It's a very mysterious phrase. The fear of the Lord. As it says in the Psalms, fear of the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. Isaiah tells us the wise first have the fear of the Lord. It's a mysterious phrase. And we can look at this phrase in one of two ways. First, we can look at the fear of the Lord as though we are actually afraid of God, as though we have to watch every single action and thought, convinced that God is up there with his thunderbolt in his hand, waiting for that moment where we screw up. The fear of the Lord. One way to think of it is that we are actually afraid of God. And of course, this is the type of fear that Satan would love us to have. The fear of the Lord. However, St. Thomas Aquinas and others have a very different point of view. The fear of the Lord. St. Thomas calls it the filial fear of the Lord. It's the type of fear a child would have towards his or her father. The fear of losing our relationship with God. The fear that God will be disappointed in our actions. It's totally believing that we are truly the beloved sons and daughters of our God. And we desire to make our Heavenly Father proud of us. The filial fear of the Lord. And having a filial fear of God is believing that we are truly the beloved of God. That our relationship with God the Father is so true. And so wonderful that we hold that relationship in the center of all our actions, the center of all our words, the center of all our deeds. This, I think, is what we truly believe to be the true fear of the Lord, the filial fear of the Lord. So what does it mean, then, to have this filial relationship with God? What does it mean to hold a filial fear of the Lord? What does it mean to be a true child of God our Father? Isaiah, of course, provides a hint. One with a filial fear of the Lord is one with the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, knowledge of God's ways, a person who will judge the heart, not merely appearances, a person who will help bring about the peaceable kingdom, that peaceable Zion that he speaks of so eloquently. A person that will soon reign over the mountains where the child would lead the lion and the calf. A person whose knowledge of justice and wisdom is so apparent that it seems that he's clothed with it. That faithfulness is a belt around his hips and justice a band around his waist. This is what it means to be a true child of God. This is what it means to have a filial fear of the Lord. This is what it means to act like a child of God, our loving Father. Yet our problem is that we don't act like beloved children of God as much as we ought. How often do we act like a beloved child of God, honestly? Do we act as though we believe that we are so loved by God in the first place? We oftentimes don't Christify or Christianize the world around us. Our problem is that we happily bifurcate our spiritual life from everything else. Why we think things like, why not change to another major or transfer to another school, escape into our own fantasy worlds and not Christianizing the world around us. We think that we can be Christian here in Memorial Church, but our Christian values go away the moment Mass ends. We oftentimes go to Mass very faithfully, even attend confession regularly. But when we are dealing with the world around us, all Christian teaching stays behind in our bedrooms. A few weeks ago, a friend of mine emailed me this parable. It was 3 days before Christmas. I and a friend were in a busy intersection driving to the movie theater. The lights turned yellow just in front of us. The driver did the right thing, stopping at the crosswalk, even though he could have beaten the red light by accelerating through the intersection. The tailgating woman was furious and honked her horn, screaming in frustration as she missed her chance to get through the intersection, dropping her cell phone and her makeup. As she was still in mid-rant, she heard a tap on her window and looked up into the face of a very serious police officer. The officer ordered her to exit her car with her hands up. He took her to the police station, where she was searched, fingerprinted, photographed, and placed in a holding cell. After a couple of hours, the policeman approached the cell and opened the door. She was escorted back to the booking desk, where the arresting officer was waiting with her personal effects. He said, "I apologize for this mistake. You see, I pulled up behind your car while you were blowing your horn, flipping off the guy in front of you and cussing a blue streak at him. I noticed the 'What Would Jesus Do?' bumper sticker, the Jews' Life license plate holder, the 'Follow Me to Sunday School' bumper sticker, and the chrome-plated Christian fish emblem on the trunk. So naturally, I assume that you stole the car." Awesome. It's one thing to have all the externals that say that we have the filial fear of God. It's good to have all the externals. It's one thing to have the externals. The bumper stickers with Catholic Radio 1260, the baseball caps, the t-shirts with Ave Maria on it. But Jesus is not only interested in the externals. Jesus is just as interested in whether or not we are converting ourselves to have a true filial fear with our Heavenly Father. It's one thing to wear the Catholic t-shirt. It's a different thing to practice your faith so perfectly that you don't need the t-shirt to prove it. As Jesus' brothers and sisters, we are to aid our brother, Jesus Christ himself, in Christifying the world around us. Not to escape it as if it were something completely deprecated and evil, but rather to restore it in Christ. Our vocation as Christians is to bring about the vision of the Holy Mountain, as inspired by the prophet Isaiah, so that the baby can play at the adder's den, that the lion and ox may eat hay together, to unite the world's people into one human family, united under the grace, mercy, peace, and love of God. But do we care about this at all? Or have we lost ourselves so much into the Stanford bubble, or with our lab reports, or with our own family squabbles, that we've forgotten that the world needs the love of God so much more than it needs our pettiness nor our self-righteous pride? In partaking of the Eucharist, we first restore ourselves into the perfection of Christ. We bring ourselves closer into the divine reality of becoming one with the Trinity, imbued with the Holy Spirit, drunk from the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, joyfully blinded by the light of God our Father. The filial fear of the Lord is a solid first step. It is the first step in helping us bring about the kingdom of heaven. It is a first step to not escape from the world, but rather enter into it, bringing the world into a stronger indwelling of God's grace. May we always and forever be a beloved son or daughter of God our Father, ever a sibling of God the Son, always being led and guided by by God the Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus, and do not delay.
Thank you for listening to the Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please call us at 650-725-0080 or email us at catholic@stanford.edu. Please visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union at the Center for Interreligious Community, Learning, and Experiences, or mail us at the Catholic Community at Stanford, P.O. Box 20301, Stanford, California, 94309. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, O.P., Associate Director, Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.